Now, get comfortable. Just move around until you feel like you're in the best position to just relax and take it easy for a while. And close your eyes. With your eyes closed, you can begin to relax. With your eyes closed, you may be aware of some things more so than you were before. Oh, the sounds around, the sound of my voice, sensations in your hands or feet, thoughts and images that drift into your mind automatically. With the eyes closed, it becomes easier and easier to become more and more aware of a variety of things that otherwise would go overlooked or ignored. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, and even a change of awareness as the mind begins to experience a gradual letting go. Even letting go of the effort it takes to be aware of exactly where your arms are positioned, or your hands, or fingers. And letting go of the effort it takes to be aware of which leg seems to relax more quickly or more completely than the other. But it takes time to experience this letting go. In your own time, in your own way, you begin to learn even more than before about your ability to relax and just let go. So the mind begins to flow down toward a place of quietness and calm awareness, a place that seems to direct and attract your awareness further and further down toward it, into it more and more completely, a place of effortless relaxation and letting go where even the effort it takes to be aware of the sound of my voice or the meaning of my words may almost seem to be too much effort. It's so much easier to simply relax and allow things to occur all by themselves. A drifting down. This experience all belongs to you. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind, the back of your mind, the most powerful part of your mind, can continue to hear, to understand, and to respond to things I might say, without the need for you to do anything at all. It's so much easier for the conscious mind to just be able to relax and enjoy this drifting down into a place of quiet calmness. Effortless, without needing to make an effort even to remember exactly how you would make the effort if you knew how. A free-floating place of effortless letting go. Just allowing things to occur in their own time and in their own way. That's right. The subconscious mind can allow that drifting to occur, while the conscious mind just floats off somewhere else entirely different. That's right. In your own time, in your own way, aware of what's happening along the way, as the subconscious mind begins to utilize the opportunity to alter your experience and help you continue learning in whatever way is right and best for you. Learning this feeling of letting go, of allowing the subconscious, the most powerful part of your mind, to assume more and more responsibility for guiding and directing you as you continue to explore your own abilities and capacities to learn. As you relax and begin to float and drift into a hypnotic sleep. Not sleep like you normally have at night, but a deeper sleep, a restful sleep, a very relaxed sleep. Let go and drift. Relax. More and more completely. Relax. More and more comfortably. Relax. More and more effortlessly. Relax. That's right. Just relax. Deeper and deeper. Breathing calmly, gently, easily. Feeling peaceful and at ease. You are a normal human being with normal emotions and normal drives. And sometimes you make normal human errors, as we all do. These errors, these human mistakes, are in the past now. And you cannot and should not attempt to rewrite history. Because everything that happens to us is a part of what makes us uniquely human. And the very fact that a person is able to feel guilt tells them they are human. It tells them they are a caring person. Because if someone feels no guilt, then that would mean they don't care. It's only a person who cares, who genuinely cares, that really feels guilt. It's time for you to be a little kinder to yourself, to accept that the guilt you've been feeling is just your mind's way of letting you punish yourself for a little while for things you feel you may have done wrong. But there's a limit to the amount of punishment needed for any wrongdoing. Every caring person knows that. And a caring person knows when the limit has been reached. There's just no need or cause for that punishment to continue. A caring person can forgive other people for their mistakes. So you can now forgive yourself, just as you forgive others for their errors and their mistakes. Those things you feel you may have done wrong were just errors. Those things you wished you had done differently were just mistakes. Those things you wished you had done and didn't, just an error. There's no need now for you to punish yourself further. Most of the time, nearly all of the time, you don't make those kind of errors. Nearly all the time, you do the right thing. You've always tried to do what you believed was the right thing to do, and because of this, you're going to find it easy to forgive yourself right now, right at this moment. You're going to find yourself easily able to let go of any guilt feelings associated with things that you feel you may have done wrong, or things that you wished you had done differently, or things that you didn't do that you wished you had. And it doesn't matter where those feelings are hidden away, in the conscious mind, buried in the depths of the subconscious, or even hidden away in the tissues of your body. It's time and right to let go of those feelings of guilt and to accept that you are a whole, complete, and worthwhile person. And as you let go of this guilt, you become aware of a new self-confidence beginning to grow within you. Your experiences have molded you into a self-reliant, self-confident person, filled with independence and determination. You have opened your mind to the inner strength that was actually lying dormant within you. You are transformed. You are self-confident. And now you think confidently. You talk confidently. You project an image of self-confidence. You are independent and filled with inner security, self-confident inside and out. Your dormant inner confidence is emerging. And you're now creating a new positive reality. You now experience all the warmth of life while detaching yourself from negativity. From this moment on, it's easier for you to see the positive side of everything that happens. You accept difficulty as an expected part of life and approach problems with a good attitude. You see opportunities in everything you experience, and your positive thinking results in a more positive life. You experience a feeling of overall well-being and mental calm. More than ever, you are at peace with yourself, at peace with the world and everyone in it. Each and every day, you experience more and more positive results of your new positive thinking. And so, your self-esteem is increasing. Your self-confidence is growing. You feel good about your life and look forward to the good times ahead and openly accept challenges that come. And so now you breathe with new optimism. A happy, self-assured inner you is emerging. A positive individual who sees problems only as opportunities to learn and grow. You are patient, calm, and centered at all times. You let go of all fear-based emotions such as blame, guilt, jealousy, anger, and possessiveness. These negative emotions are now part of your past, and you use these memories only as building blocks for a more positive future. You learn the lessons of difficult times and move on to more positive things, becoming more independent and self-responsible. You fully realize that you are unlimited in your ability to create your own reality. What you allow yourself to think shapes your life. And so, you work hard to think good thoughts and believe in yourself, which allows your mind to be like calm water, centered at all times, physically relaxed, emotionally calm, mentally focused and alert. You are confident and secure. You maintain a calm mind and think positive thoughts. And you no longer worry about things you cannot change. You let the past go. Consequently, you are confident and secure, and more mentally at peace every day. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, refreshed, and completely rested, returning with everything positive and beneficial to you, and releasing anything that does not fit in your life at this time. 1. Feel the energy flowing into your arms and legs. 2. Every cell in your body functioning well. 3. Feeling more energized with every number I count. 4. Starting to come back to full awareness, rested and refreshed. And 5. Eyes open, fully awake and aware. Take a deep breath and stretch, and welcome back to full awareness. You feel great.